AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In California, the state's health director says keep wearing a mask until at least June 15th. Dr. Mark Galli says it will give people time to prepare, and for those who haven't done it yet, get vaccinated. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will follow CDC guidance. If you are fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask starting Wednesday.
Let's get back to life. This shutdown has caused all sorts of damage. Damage that we're not even aware of.
President Biden says wearing a mask is a personal choice.
Some people may want to continue to wear a mask, even if they are fully vaccinated. That's a decision they can make. Some businesses may want to continue to require wearing masks. Let's all be kind and respectful to one another as we come out of this pandemic.
The president announced the U.S. will be sharing more vaccine with the world. As part of coronavirus economic relief, the president says 39 million families are set to receive monthly child payments beginning July 15th.
This tax cut sends a clear and powerful message to American working families with children. Help is here.
It expands the child tax credit for 1 year. The Biden administration is distancing itself from urgent world calls for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. Trainer Bob Baffert has been temporarily suspended from entering horses in New York, pending a medication inquiry from the Kentucky Derby. Winner Medina Spirit tested positive for a steroid in post-race testing and ran the Preakness on Saturday. New York is home to the Belmont Stakes. Florida politician Joel Greenberg, who emerged as a central figure in the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation into Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, has pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. Gaetz denies any wrongdoing. The Dow finished down 54 points. This is AP News. The EU and the U.S. are temporarily suspending measures in a steel tariff dispute.
The issue goes back to the tariffs that then-President Donald Trump slapped on EU steel, which enraged Europeans by calling their metals a threat to U.S. national security. The move hurt European producers and has raised the cost of steel for American companies. Europe retaliated then by raising tariffs on U.S.-made motorcycles, peanut butter and jeans, among other items. President Joe Biden will meet with EU leaders in mid-June to discuss a new relationship after the bloc's disruptive time with Trump. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed legislation that would put public schools and their districts at risk of losing civil lawsuits if they let transgender students or employees use multi-person bathrooms or locker rooms that do not reflect their gender at birth. LGBTQ advocates say it's discriminatory. Ed Donahue, AP News.